Make Yourself Angry About the World. By André Pete. September 1st, 2012. It will not have escaped your attention that parliamentary elections are approaching in the Netherlands. Promising politicians tumble over each other and compete for the favor of the people. The media is filled with it and the Christian media is no exception. This week, I read a column by publicist Henk Mdima, who at one time argued that believers, as ambassadors, should not interfere in political matters. He now believes to be wiser and declares, "During this election time, I want to emphatically say, please people, come evangelical Christians, do what your job is in politics. Not for everyone is that exactly the same, but nobody is allowed to withdraw from it. No one, no matter how filled with faith, may lay down his head on a Christian pillow." What is Mdima's motive to this call of action? The starting point of Christian politics is, make yourself spiritually angry about the world, as it is now. Anger about the world, as it is, seems to me to be the basis of any political party. They are all triggered by, in their eyes, wrongly threatened interests. If anger is the starting point of Christian politics, then the reverse is also true. If you don't know this anger, you're politically passive. And indeed, whoever gives thanks for all people, for kings and all those in authority, will have a tranquil and quiet life, according to Paul 1 Tim 2:1-2. Such an attitude is the opposite of anger, anxiety and resistance, to which Mdima summons believers. Sure, we live in a evil eon, that is a given. However, to become angry about this, changes nothing. The Bible says that all kings, presidents, ministers and other superiors are placed in a position of authority, under God, Rom 1:3-1, Cp. Dan 4:17. Whoever knows this, will readily submit himself to the circumstances and be relaxed. And in that attitude, will pray for the well-being of every government official and thank God for their significant position. A better voting advice I cannot imagine. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.